Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on, suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all dress
like $1 million bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh. I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Oh, come on. Dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, got a radio show. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I can't even tell you, man. I've been doing some thinking, and one of the things that I wanted to mention today to you as one of the principles of success, being grateful at all times is difficult to do. Being grateful at all times is very difficult to do. I find that to be true with myself. Now, there are others that might be able to do it, but just from talking and listening and living and learning, being grateful at all times is difficult to do, but it's necessary because it's such an act of faith in knowing that no matter what's going on, it's going to be all right. And it's hard to see that when things are not going in your favor, when things have turned so dramatically the other way. And it seems as though you're the only one in the situation where you're involved with other people or someone got an accusation against you falsely or somebody trying to do something to you unjustifiably, whatever the case may be. When it's happening to you, it does appear to you that, oh my goodness, man, this is horribly one-sided. So it is difficult. It is hard to do, to be grateful at all times, but it's so necessary. And I just want to point out a couple of things to you. First of all, the difficulty in being grateful in hard times is that, number one, the present circumstances oftentimes is just so pressing and so overwhelming that a lot of your energy is devoted to trying to come up with the solution for that, or trying to muster the strength to weather the storm, or trying to just brace yourself to try to get through it. And in doing that, it's hard to be grateful. It's hard to be grateful in pain. And I know it is. But here is the trick for me. This is what I've had to learn how to do. And I guess it takes practice to get here. It's not nothing you just start doing right away. You got to practice it in small increments to really get it. What I've always had to say to myself and what I've learned to say to myself is, this is happening to me because God is working me through something. This is happening to me because it's some form of test that I have to pass in order to graduate to the next grade, in order to be allowed to move to the next level. This is happening to me because there's something I need to purge my life of, my body of, my spirit of. Something's purging in me. And when you purge something, it's painful. You know, it's like a person getting off drugs. The withdrawal is agonizing, I've been told. And every documentary I've ever watched, it's an agonizing process to go cold turkey, to withdraw, to pull away after you've been doing something so long. And so I know that this process is tough when you're going through some pain, but when you're purging your system, when you're having to pass a test, when you're about to when you're being made ready for the next level, that moment right in there, in realizing that that's what's happening, that's where you find the gratitude. That's where I found the gratitude. I hope I'm explaining this correctly. I'm going to keep trying until I get it. But that's where you find the gratitude. The second part of it is that God has never left. In all the things I've done, in all the mistakes I've made, all the lies I've told, all the situations I've gotten myself into from being greedy and wanting too much for me, at the expense sometimes of other people, not doing it deliberately or in a vindictive way, because I've never had that spirit. I'm not a vindictive or a mean person. But sometimes in my life, in wanting to do what I wanted to do, I didn't totally weigh out the cause and effect of the other person. I mean, can I just be real with you with that? I mean, how many times we done all done that? Look, it don't make you a bad person. You know, good people do bad things all the time. I just happen to have come to the realization that unknowingly and not with malice intent towards a person, I've hurt people looking at something I wanted to do without really looking at what the cause and effect would be on the other person. So in doing some of these things, I've created situations for myself. But God, through his grace and mercy, has allowed me to even get beyond that. So what I'm saying is God has never left me. In spite of myself, he's always gotten me through. So that's the other part of it too, see, that no matter what you're going through, you've got to understand that God has always gotten you through it. Now, hasn't he? Now, it may not be the way you wanted or the way you liked, but guess what? You can't do wrong and not pay for that now. That's not how this works. That's never going to be the case. But the great thing about God is he fires warning shots at us all the time. He gives us an opportunity to stop. You know, he don't fully punish us right away every time we do something wrong, now does he? You know, eventually you're going to get caught doing whatever it is you're doing. You do understand that, don't you? But the first time, that close call, that was a warning shot for you to stop. Look, I know you're not perfect. I know we all sinners down here. So I know you're going to make mistakes one time. I know you was looking at her when you wasn't supposed to. I know you said something to him when you wasn't supposed to. I know you got with her when you know you wasn't supposed to. And I know you got with him when you know you wasn't supposed to. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to fire a warning shot and maybe you'll slow your roll this time. But we keep on though. See, that's what happens. See, we just keep on. And then the next thing you know, we get caught. Now, oh, Lord, have mercy. I want out of this. Yeah, well, see, you done dug this hole pretty deep. And he gonna get you out. But there's some things that's got to go down now because you didn't pay attention to the warning shot. See, had you stopped the first time you felt bad about it and said you wasn't gonna do it no more, the situation wouldn't be as critical. But because we don't stop and we go again, but God always forgives. He always allows us to get back up again. He always gives us mercy. He always gives us his grace. He always does that.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring in and welcome a glorious day. Man, oh man, another one? What are you doing? It's called blessings, man. Another one? Again? Wait a minute, y'all. Are you not realizing what's happening? I mean, just really, just all together now, let's have a real simplistic moment. Do you realize that he has awakened us again? Man, that's crazy, man. If you, it's a real simple thing because you know what? You have to come. You have to realize this. You do not have the ability to wake yourself up. I don't know if you're aware of that. You can set the alarm, but when the alarm goes off, he has to shake you to wake you up so you can hit the snooze button or turn off the alarm. It don't work the other way around. It's not the alarm that wakes you up. It's him that shakes you, allow you to hit alarm. A lot of alarms went off this morning and somebody ain't going to answer. Come on now. Again? Boy, that guy's something else. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South Jr., government name Kill Spates, the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, what is it today, man?
Unc, can I ask you this, Unc? I just want to ask you honestly, because you 65 years in, man.
Honest. Why are you laughing, Steve? He hasn't even asked you yet.
Because he know I'm asking it because I'm finding out that being married is more difficult than I thought.
Yeah.
But, Unc, it's certain stuff we got to give up, Unc. Like, I can't even drink the orange juice out the jug no more. Got caught doing that. Is this a
trifling black?
That's all I got.
Low down. Who you think you are? It's other people live here. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, Junior. Did you say you mean there's stuff you have to give up? Boy, let me tell you something. It's some things you'll never see again.
Like what?
Like your own mind. You'll never see him again. He's getting less and less a part of your life. Your own thinking. Why you sitting over there? Why you put the remote over there? Why you park over here? Because I wanted to.
That's not what you say.
In your
mind.
Hell no, that ain't what you say.
In your mind.
Junior.
Inside voice, Junior.
Why don't you go get a haircut? Mm. When you gonna wash the car?
Oh my God.
Why don't you close that cabinet? Why you keep telling these pillows off this couch?
You're gonna be all right,
just like her. I swear to God.
You gonna leave that on the table? Yeah. You just gonna leave that on the table. You didn't wash your plate.
No, I didn't.
You gotta learn, Junior.
It's hard, Trish.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour. We'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
Well, it was stupid yesterday, and it's going to be stupid again today. Okay? This happens to be Faye Allen drug test. Ooh. Here's a little something for you.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now. Am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir. You're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually. I'm bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test. Am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I don't want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up. Now,
I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now I got you have a positive drug test. You come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna have to actually.
If they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir. but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am, I don't want
to
have a...
back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
listen. You actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir, y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
Sir, I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my. Now,
how do you?
Telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my.
And
my would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Can't
ma'am.
Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am. I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in, and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I don't have time for that, sir. You got the wrong Faye Allen, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Might be both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong Faye.
I'm letting you.
No positive. I ain't had no positive. I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me say some. I miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't giving you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. That's my probation officer. Officer no, I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your home. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You tell that whooping I was coming to give Mr. Rogers, she gonna get that whooping.
Say, you all right?
No positive. Don't scare the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody put something up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Faye, you all right?
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm gonna beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
You went too far. You played too much. She even said it. Faye Allen said it.
She didn't like
play too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
she gonna
that's
get
the
you.
Goal.
She's
the goal
gonna
is
you.
To play too much. The goal is to upset you. The goal is to make you mad. And that is a successful prank. Okay?
And the goal is to be stupid.
And I think I've accomplished all of it. So,
well done. Surely, that's a lifestyle.
Oh, I like that.
That is exactly why I said that, Steve.
Lifestyle.
All right, coming up next, it is Ask the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. He is the CLO right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, LeBron James says Kyrie Irving can learn from his mistake but be allowed to play ball. Drake and 21 Savage are being sued for $4 million for a fake Vogue cover to promote their new music. And newly single Gisele Bündchen has purchased a home right across the bay from her ex-husband, Tom Brady. We'll talk about these stories, but right now it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Kayla in Lexington writes, I'm 24 years old and my male best friend has been touchy-feely a lot lately, especially when he's drinking. I'm crazy about him and I had hoped he felt the same way about me. How do I see if he wants a relationship with me or if he just wants sex?
Touch him back.
All right.
What do I, if he wants a relationship with me, I want something. Told y'all about these friendships, man.
Friends.
Oh, when y'all gonna let him eat? I ain't making this up. Now, you're my best friend. He ain't your friend.
They finna do it.
Yeah. How do I know? He's gonna ask him. Listen, I know you have feelings for me and I have feelings for you, but I don't want a sexual relationship. I want a relationship. Are you interested? Take your friendship and instead, when y'all go on dates now, hold each other's hand. Do some hard kissing. And try to pull yourself together and wait a little while. But you already know the man because y'all been friends for so long.
Best friends.
So now what? Just find out if he want a relationship. Bring up the subject. He all in. It ain't the drinking. It's him.
Okay.
It's been him. All along it's been him.
Lee in Ann Arbor writes, I took my 7-year-old daughter to the movies and she said, hi, Miss J, to the lady she saw in line. To a lady she saw in line, Miss J looked shocked and she quickly got out of line and disappeared. My child said Miss J was at the museum with her and daddy. My husband denied it all. And how could he have another woman around my child?
He was looking at artifacts. Oh.
What? Hey, Miss J.
Hey, Miss J.
Hey, Miss J.
Get important. Find that.
Miss J gone. Poof.
Let me get out this line. Lord,
she vanished.
How could he have another woman around my child? I don't know. I don't know. And you know what? Sometimes the stupidity of men, it just throws me off, man. Listen, man, if you gonna do dirt, go do dirt by your damn self. Don't include nobody.
The baby.
Man, what if you got the baby at the museum for? Hi, Miss J. Now, you looking upside her head, about to burn a hole in the top of her head. Now, you in that time, I know, I ain't been to no museum with no girl. Well, how does she know Miss J?
And where did Miss J go? Where does she disappear to? Wow.
Oh, you better believe Miss J called him. You know who I ran up into at the movies? Your wife and your baby. And guess what your baby said? Hi, Miss J.
Hey, Miss J.
And then told it. She was the lady at the museum with me and daddy.
That's what kids do. They're innocent. Yes. They're honest. That's it.
Jay about to get her ass whooped at Wakanda.
But see, right here, though, see, I'd have to hurry up and come with you.
Yeah,
what's wasn't the that life no damn thing? Museum? That was the gas station. We saw her at the gas station.
Oh. Mm.
With that tone, too. Just turn it around. Just
You got to get on the offense. Walking down the aisles looking at chips. That wasn't no museum. Girl, that was the aisle with all the cookies and stuff in it. They were selling museum pies.
What they got to do with the baby knowing
what
who she is?
I'm like, yeah. What?
I don't know.
I do the baby notes.
We got to get a diversion. We got to get
just throw it off.
All you got to do now is throw a hangernade in the middle of the room. You don't give a damn who it hit. You got to get a grenade in the middle of that room.
Ooh, but you know, she grilled that baby, though. She grilled her. All right. Moving on to Tracy and Teaneck. Tracy writes, my husband and I are 43 years old, and he has a new 22-year-old intern on his team. He said she is just naturally beautiful, and she doesn't wear makeup. She doesn't need makeup. She doesn't wear weave. Meanwhile, I'm wearing a wig, and I wear makeup to work every day. I don't think he said it to diss me, but that's how I feel. Now, am I overthinking it?
The hell he's saying that for?
I don't know why. You know, once again, I guess we on a stupid CLO day for me. Because we just on the roll with dumbass stuff we doing out here. And, you know, normally, fellas, I try to get in your corner and save you. Mm-hmm. But some of y'all is doing unsavable behavior. You cannot discuss the beauty of another woman with your wife ever. Oof. I don't give a damn if they related. You didn't
can't say your
see her.
Pretty.
You didn't notice her. Mm-hmm. What? Who are you talking about? Your dumb behind and came in the house and told her about a 22-year-old intern that done started working for y'all, and she's naturally beautiful. She don't wear makeup. She don't wear weaves or nothing. Just stunningly gorgeous.
Meanwhile, wifey is in her wig and makeup every day. Every day.
And ain't
she ain't seen her
wrong
hair in
months. With the
every
wig
day.
And ain't uh-uh. nothing wrong uh-uh. with that it's makeup. Not. It's nothing wrong wig. With that. I am a proponent of it.
Yes.
Tell him, Steve.
Me
clap,
too.
Clap, put it on. Mm-hmm. Do what you want to do with it.
I love
and
that.
Can you hold my hand when we go out? But now, when you do take it off, can we still hold hands? And I know whose hand I'm holding. That's all my request is.
That's a different person.
I got to take the makeup off. I ain't got no problem with that. But when we holding hands, can I still know you? Mm-hmm. It's all mm-hmm. I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, man, Instagram, man, my kids have really showed me how this works, man. Between these filters. And these, these new makeup that they got out, these women are changing. They take all lines out their face.
If you have any acne, the makeup do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they look like little. It's amazing, man, what they do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they take that makeup off, and it's two different people. I watched this girl on Instagram the other day do the little makeup tutorial mm-hmm. and just show you this how powerful my makeup is. I went, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. You got some fine
right,
makeup tattooed on your ass.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after
this. You need to put
this
on and take it off. You need to turn your makeup into a tattoo.
Thank you, CLO.
Damn.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
We got to take a moment to say happy Veterans Day to all our veterans out there. Thank you so much for your service. Happy Veterans Day. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Tasha, a veteran?
Yes, he is. My husband is a veteran. Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Army Veterans Day, Tosh. Happy
I
want to
thank
Day,
all y'all, myself personally, for doing something I know I could never do. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Our very own this. Dave Hines on the show. He's
another
Dave. Thing. Happy Veterans Day, Dave.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right on. You know what? That's great, man. Because anybody that can sign up wear the same thing as everybody else, I admire you.
This about
it's
blue
so
jeans.
Much
this
more than that,
fashion.
Steve.
Wait, yeah. You got to have this in another color.
Big ups to the
blue jeans, army green.
You this just red. Green and beige. This is it. Y'all ain't got this in purple.
Well, moving on to LeBron James. LeBron came to his former teammate Kyrie Irving's defense on Twitter yesterday. LeBron tweeted, quote, "I told you guys that I don't believe in sharing hurtful information, and I'll continue to be that way. But Kyrie apologized and he should be able to play. That's what I think. It's that simple. Help him learn, but he should be playing. What he's asked to do to get back on the floor, I think is excessive. In my opinion, he's not the person that's being portrayed of him. Anyways, back to my rehab session.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know where the Players Association is on this one right here, because they should get behind this guy, because he apologized. Mm-hmm. That's all he can do. Everybody else apologize and get to roll on with their life.
Mm-hmm. Is it the fact that he didn't apologize when they wanted him to apologize? Is it that?
And they didn't believe his apology. They didn't.
I don't give a damn what they believe or not. You don't have to give. You have to apologize. The sincerity comes from within your heart. You don't know what a man's heart is or true intent. Right. If he apologized just to keep his job, so what? The apology was made. Y'all sitting up in here, man, it's some politicians that said worse than that, and ain't nothing happened to them. That a man apologized for making what he said was, he didn't realize it, but he made a hurtful statement.
Yeah, he's been suspended for five games without pay, given a list of tasks to complete before he is reinstated.
Now, listen, to all these...
He refused to apologize at first. Yeah, that's what caused the issue at first. But then, you said, Steve, he still apologized. He recognized
he put a documentary on his website. I didn't even see what he did. I just know. Look.
Yeah, he tweeted a link to this anti-Semitic film. That's what he did. The film was called Hebrews to Negroes, Wake Up Black America.
Okay, but now listen to me. What?
And there was some anti-Semitic things in
there. Ain't nothing happened to them. Who the link go to?
And Kyrie did not say that he didn't think that there was no Holocaust. That's the other thing that he didn't do.
Excuse
me. Who put this film out? And who?
Amazon.
Okay, where Amazon's role in this at? Dang. And y'all scared to say something, Jeff Bezos? What, he got too much money?
I don't know who put it out. I just know it's on Amazon.
You can purchase it.
Well, if it's on Amazon,
they get a profit.
And they are the ones that's making available for viewing. Ain't that Amazon be a lot stronger than Kyrie Irving's Instagram link?
Yes.
Yeah.
If your ass ain't gonna hold Amazon responsible for being the housing unit for it, how is Kyrie responsible?
I mean, like you said, he apologized. He should be allowed to play at this point.
You can't beat the one person. Where he get it from? Who made the film? Where they at? I ain't heard nothing happening to them. They made the whole damn film.
You can't be forgiven for nothing, man. Nothing. You can't make one mistake. You cannot make a mistake. You
cancel culture. Cancel culture.
Yeah. You apologize and they still want to cancel you.
But you can watch the movie somewhere. Who has the movie available? Ain't nothing happening to them. Amazon Prime. Then Amazon Prime. Why are they not coming after them?
Who knows, Steve? We know, but
I'm confused.
All right, we're going to move on. Condé Nast Media is suing rappers Drake and 21 Savage for using the Vogue brand without its permission. The order requires Drake and 21 Savage to stop distributing fake Vogue magazine covers with their images on it to promote their new album, Her Loss, and block them from using Anna Wintour's name and likeness. A hearing is scheduled for November 22nd, and Condé Nast is asking for $4 million from Drake and 21 Savage in damages. $4 million. Her Loss was released last Friday with a fake press tour, a fake Saturday Night Live performance, a staged Tiny Desk concert, and the fake Vogue magazine cover. It looks really real, too, the cover.
Yeah, I saw
and Vogue was mad. Yeah, Vogue was mad.
I bet they sell it, though.
Vogue gonna get some money from this. They gonna...
Yeah, and finally, newly divorced Gisele Bündchen just closed on an $11.5 million estate in the Miami Beach area. Now, this house is right across the bay from where her ex-husband Tom Brady is building his huge estate. So I guess they want to be close so they can co-parent.
Oh, yeah, we just crossed the street then. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Just a little boat ride across that water.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after, Senator Raphael Warnock's team is confident that he will claim victory in the Georgia runoff election. We'll get into that right after this.
If I win the lottery, I'm going to move across the street from Jackendale.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock's campaign laid out its strategy for the runoff in Georgia for his Senate seat coming up December 6th. In a memo yesterday, Warnock's campaign manager Quentin Fulks confidently claimed victory, emphasizing that this race is about who is best able to represent the state of Georgia. He called Warnock a, quote, proven vote getter and deemed his Republican opponent, Herschel Walker, as, quote, completely unqualified for a job that requires knowledge of the issues and an interest in listening and learning. Okay. According to top elections officials, Brad Raffensperger, Georgia counties are already preparing for the December 6th election, and voters can request absentee ballots starting Wednesday through November 28th on Georgia's Secretary of State's My Voter site. So there you go. Ooh, gotta do this all over again. Goodness. But it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's worth it. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
It's worth it. So Senator Warnock can continue to do the job he's been doing as senator from the state of Georgia.
Oh, then I could possibly be the one to come in and win too. So that's not count me out. Let's not do that.
Well, we are.
Herschel. Yeah. Listen. We're going to have to start talking about real issues here. Do you have a plan at all? Anything? What is your plan to help the people of Georgia who are suffering health-wise?
If we bring that cotton gin back, I think...
Oh, Lord.
If we can get that cotton gin to Wicked, we can get a whole heap
Herschel.
Of folk.
Yeah. Herschel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Listen.
I'm going home.
Listen.
All the way. You already?
We're going to have to
hold
do
on.
Better
what
than
is
that.
Monica saying?
Is there any, have you seen the video of you dancing? You want to explain that to the public?
Oh, that's the Cotton Eye Joe. You ain't never seen me do that.
What? Where are we? What year is this?
Now, when I push that Cotton Eye Joe on. Boy, I'm thinking about scratching my head when it don't itch. Let me tell you something. When I do that cotton eye,
I'm thinking about
so embarrassed
my
right
head
now.
When it don't itch.
Wow.
Your ass is good and stupid. Oh, I'm thinking about scratching my head when he don't
Oh, my God.
The ultimate sign of I give in.
Oh, please go to the polls, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to the polls and vote for Senator Warnock. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour. Oh, wow. Look at this. One of Herschel Walker's advisors is going to join us to explain to Herschel what a runoff election is. We'll do that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We have a special representative here with us this morning. He's an advisor to Herschel Walker. Okay. And he is trying to help Herschel so Herschel can prepare for the upcoming runoff election.
Hi, everybody. Hi, my name is Blair Dean, and I'm here as an advisor for Herschel. Herschel Walker.
Ooh.
Herschel?
I'm right here.
Herschel,
now.
Listen, right we here. Want to get these clear. You do know after the election the other day that Georgia, by instituting the rule because no one was a clear 50% winner, that there's going to be a runoff. Are you familiar with this? I've heard that we're having troubles here.
Oh, now let me tell you something, Ms. Charlie. Let me tell you something. There you go.
Excuse me, Herschel.
He was
Herschel.
Blake. Herschel. Blake. Herschel. Yeah.
Herschel. Not in front of folks, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, only behind closed doors.
Oh, is that
what you're saying? Let me tell you something, folks. Go ahead.
Now, I'm gonna have to be honest with you. Now, Warnock ain't gonna wait. He gonna be able to run off against me. Now, I don't know if they want to run the 100 or the 200.
Oh, Lord.
Or if they want to run 400. Herschel. Any way you look at it. Herschel. Any way you look at it, Warnock ain't gonna be able to beat me.
Herschel, listen to me.
Now,
listen to me. This is not an actual physical event.
So
this is for voting. The people are going to be allowed to come back to the polls and vote again due to the lack of either candidate getting a 50%.
What they said, Miss Charlie, they going to run. We going to run it off. Now we going to get on the line.
Herschel,
now, I don't know if they want
to. Mr. Walker in front of. Hey, Mr. Charlie in front of people. Stop.
Mr. Charlie.
You got to stop.
Now, do they want to do this barefooted? Or do they want to do it click clack? How do you want to do this?
This is why you can't vote.
Jesus. You know, listen to me, Herschel, for the love of God.
Yes, sir.
You have got to try to earn some of these African American votes.
Yes,
and you're not
going to
do it with the Mr. Charlie, the running barefooted, things of that nature. They're very offended now with that.
You're right, and I'm Herschel, trying to find understand what you
Herschel,
what you
it's not to. Use. Stop putting a Z on it.
Okay.
It's not
now,
used
I'm gonna tell you something. I for this
it's
next debate now. I got me a nice three-piece burlap soup. Now let me tell you, I got a nice three-piece burlap soup. This thing here. Now this gonna show
I have
now.
Told you, Herschel, not to wear the burlap suit that your grandma made. I told you that.
Now, why would I sit here? Why would I sit here and not make my grandmama looks good when she done made
set
me
chair.
Burlap suit?
Set chair. No, that's when you're setting in a chair. Set chair is not a word. We're trying to get you ready. You've got to sound better qualified to be a senator.
Oh, just show me what you want me to say, Miss Charlie. I say it if you tell me what you want me to say.
A little bit more grammatically correct. I mean, come on. You're dancing in front of people. People don't like that.
Well, that's the Cotton Eye Joe there, Mr. Charlie. That's what I'm doing, the Cotton Eye Joe.
You can't say that. These African Americans are now much more sophisticated. If they were who we thought they were, you wouldn't even be in a runoff.
I understand.
They're not easily deceived anymore. They're just bright people, and they're fighting you.
Warnock.
I'm just going to sit here and ball my hat up in my hand until you tell me what to do, Miss Charlie. Now, that's all I can do.
Stop balling up your hat. Stop scratching your head when it don't itch. Stop saying user. Don't call me Mr. Charlie. Please.
But what else is
it? For the love of God, you're not going to get any African-American votes. Let me tell you something. The reason I'm here to coach you is because they've got these guys, purple and gold guys, these Steve Harvey, they've got D.O. Hughley, and they've got Ricky Smiley. These guys control the airwaves in the African-American community, and they're solidly against you.
Well, if they's on the radio, then they ought to know about this here. Bop that dick and make it shine, little eyes of Jean.
Whoa,
little eyes of, little eyes of Jean. Whoa, little eyes of Jean.
Only when we're alone, Herschel. When we're having dinner with the other constituents and the people donating money, but stop it. This isn't going to work.
I'm mighty sorry.
We're in a lot of trouble this election right here.
Get to the polls. Get to the polls, ladies and gentlemen, for the runoff election. All right, coming up next.
I'm going to vote for Warnock my damn self.
Thank you, Blake. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I have fake royalty living with me. I have fake royalty living with me. Okay, we'll find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now, it is time for that's the nephew and today's prank phone call. Yeah, I have fake royalty living with me. I don't know what that means. We'll find out. All right, nephew, what you got?
Side job cleaner.
Your titles always sound just right, but
they sound like, you know, it's like a,
yeah,
it sounds pastorish, you know, it's like a prank pastor, you know what I mean?
A prank pastor? You've pranked a lot of pastors.
Right, but this just, you know, it's like, this is my text of the day, you know, side job cleaner.
Pastor.
Yeah, from the prank pastor. Now we're gonna roll over to the book of ignorant, chapter 9, verse 5 says, okay. "Side job cleaner." Watch me preach this thing, cat dog. If you would.
Hardware store, this is Robbie. How can I help you?
Robbie, I'm trying to get a order in for some construction supplies I need to pick up.
That's fine. What's your company?
Roofing company.
Roofing company. Okay. Have we done business with you before?
No, you haven't. This is my first time calling. I heard you guys were pretty good.
I appreciate the compliment.
Okay. I need to get this as soon as possible, man. Can I possibly pick up these supplies like in the next couple of hours?
Normally it don't work that fast. It's kind of a quick turnaround. We got a little bit of a backup, but I can do my best. It just depends on what you need.
Okay. Here's what I need, man. I need 5 rolls of duct tape.
Okay. That's no problem. That's quick.
Okay, I need plastic, man. Listen, if you was going to wrap up something in plastic that's like about 6'2" in height and 200 pounds, how much plastic you think I would need to wrap that up in?
Okay, just a second. You're asking for plastic, like a roll of plastic?
I need to wrap up something that's 6'2" and like 210 pounds.
I probably would get about 3 yards, 4 yards of plastic.
Okay, I need to get that. Now, let me ask you this here. If you was going to try to put some cement on that to hold it down, how much cement you think will hold that down?
I'm a little confused. You're running a roofing company, right?
Yeah, I'm a roofing company, but I'm doing a little side work for some friends of mine.
Oh, okay. I just got a little confused because you told me this is Tyler's Roofing Company. No problem. We've got cement. Wait a minute. You're trying to hold something down?
Hold something down. So how many bags of cement do you think I need to hold down something that's 220 pounds?
Wow, I don't know, 8 bags?
8 bags, 8 bags.
8 bags, I would recommend at least.
Okay, give me 8 bags of cement. Now, this is something else I want to ask you. Do you have any type of cleaner, man, that can get paint off the floor?
Yeah, we got industrial cleaners. I mean, all kinds of industrial cleaners that, well, you said paint? Is it paint or blood?
Paint.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got industrial cleaners of all kinds. I mean, do you have a preference?
No, just whatever you could throw in there. I need that. Now, let me ask you this here. Do you have anything that can, like, just kill a smell? You know what I'm saying? If you don't want something to smell, you got anything for that?
Wait a minute. Did something die in your place? Is there an animal or something you found? I mean, I'm kind of confused. You're talking about smell and cleaning up. Did you find some sort of animal on a construction site?
Hey, Robbie, listen, man, just take the order. That's all I need you to do, okay?
I'm sorry. I wasn't asking your business. I just was a little concerned. What are we getting? What are we cleaning up? And what are we, I mean, I guess, are we cleaning up a tile floor? Are we cleaning up carpet? I mean, what's the cleaner for? Where's the odor?
Okay, asking you is, do you have something strong enough? Like, do you think ammonia can keep a smell down? What do I need to keep a smell down?
Well, you're definitely going to need ammonia. I mean, you got to get something to just scrub that right down. Because I mean, wherever that scent is, if it's in the walls, you got fabrics in that place, I mean, wherever you got it, you're probably going to have a different type of deodorizer, something for the carpet, something for the walls. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of confused as to where the scent's coming from. And
right. Don't worry about all that, man. Hey, man, listen, just write down what the order is, okay?
I got it. I got the 5 rolls of duct tape. I got the 4 yards of plastic. I got the 8 bags of cement. I got the industrial cleaner. I got the ammonia. I'm typing it all in. I got your order.
Okay, let me ask you this here, man. Do y'all have any type of machete, anything that's real sharp that can cut?
What? Okay, hold on a second. Now you're completely off base. You do realize you call the hardware store, right?
I'm calling the hardware store because I need some supplies, man. I'm doing some job on the side. And I need some supplies.
Hey, I get that. You said that already. But what I'm confused about is now you're asking for a weapon. What would you use a machete for? I mean, you're talking about what? You're going to chop down some brush? I don't get it. What's the machete for?
Hey, man, listen. Your job is to take the order, man. That's your job, Robbie.
Don't tell me what my job is. I know what my job is. This is my store, man. Okay, I've been working here a lot longer than you even can imagine. And people don't call up asking for ammonia and cleaner and trying to get a smell out. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how best to help you. I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to figure out.
What you're doing, Robbie, is you're being nosy. You're being nosy. All you got to do is fill the order and have it done in 2 hours when I get there. That's all you got to do.
I can't do that in 2 hours. I can't even. I'm we're backed up at this point. I'm not even sure I can get this done. Maybe tomorrow morning. Does tomorrow morning work for you?
Oh, man, I got to get rid of this body. I got to get rid of this package today.
Whoa! I need to call. Listen, I need to call the police, man. You just said body.
Right there, that's the problem. White people always want to call the police when it ain't got nothing to do with them. Listen, all you need to do is fill the order.
Okay. Listen, I need to tell you something, okay? And I don't know if you found a body. I don't know if you're responsible for the body. Either way, I don't want to be any part of this business, okay? I don't know what you're planning or where you're trying to bury this thing, but you're basically asking me to be an accomplice to something that's none of my business. Hey, I need your name right now, okay?
I'm not giving you my name.
You said you called roofing. Hey, listen to me. You said you're calling from roofing company. Are you...
I'm not. Hey, man, let me tell you something. Why you white folks always trying to be authoritative like that? Why y'all always acting like that?
White folks? What the is your problem? It's not about white folks. It's not about purple, green, black, blue. What the it's not about white. It's about you asking for that sounds like you're trying to bury a body. Okay, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Are you and you're not what is your name? I need your name. I need your name right now.
Hey, man, well, first of all, you at work. You ain't supposed to be talking to me like this.
I don't care if I'm swearing at work. My coworkers, the people here, they all know who I am, and they know if I was talking to someone, some piece of you, that I'd be talking like this too. Okay? I'm gonna trace this call. You hear me? I'm gonna trace this call. I'm gonna get the cops on your and figure out who the you are.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Since you want to know who I am, do you know Marcus?
I know Marcus. I know Marcus. He works here. Okay. I know him.
Okay, Marcus. Is who got me to call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Robbie, you just got pranked by your coworker, Marcus.
You have got to be kidding me. Son of Marcus, I see you over there. I see you, little I can't believe that. You son of a Marcus. Why don't you tell me this? Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He got you, baby. Hey, I got to ask you, Robbie, you got to tell me this, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
That's easy. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I don't discriminate. I guess everybody. I don't discriminate.
See, that's what you white folks always acting authoritative. What? Say, got nothing to do with red, white, blue, black, and green, or purple.
Purple.
Seems to me like you're trying to bury a body. I'm not going to be a part of this.
Okay. Robbie was asking too many
questions. You was letting just the right stuff slip out.
Yeah.
Let me ask something, man. Y'all got a machete down there? Some sharp.
Machete. Something to clean up blood. Paint.
Wait. You say blood? You said blood? You said no paint.
Paint.
Man, this ain't your business. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, man. I'm just trying to help you, but
all right.
Doesn't seem right.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I have fake royalty living with me. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And you never know, just click that button where it says Submit Strawberry Letter. And you never know, like I said, we could be reading your letter live on the air. Like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you really never know, because this letter right here could be yours.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Shirley. In the words of Tommy, buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Junior. Subject, I have fake royalty living with me, okay? Dear Stephen Shirley, I met my husband on a dating site, and we dated for 8 months, got married, and we bought a house right after our wedding. He's 39, and I'm 36 years old. We had talked about having children, but then his father moved into our home, and we've been too busy trying to meet his demands. I married an African man, and his father lives with us because he is going through his fourth divorce. I see why he can't keep a wife. his ex-wife says he has too many rules. He has special sheets that have to be washed in a certain detergent and hung out to air dry. I have to leave Sundays open for him to do his laundry. I have to buy high-end bottled water in glass bottles, and he will only drink out of my crystal glasses that were a wedding gift. There are so many stupid rules, and my husband allows his father to live out his coming to America fantasy like he's a king. He's just an old, crazy man that can't keep a woman to me. I am sharing a car with him, and he detests it because it doesn't have the new car smell. It's a 2017 Toyota, so it smells like one. The biggest hell no moment for me was when he had a female visitor at our house, and he told my husband and I to stay in our bedroom until he called us. He treated my husband like he was a servant in his own house. I refused to play the part of the maid, so I stayed in the back when he called for me. I don't have any time for games with this man. My husband wants to please him, but this is ridiculous. What's worse is his dad doesn't contribute any money. He's just using us until he meets and marries his next wife. How do I get this fake African king out of my home immediately? Please help. Well, unless your husband stands up to his father, that's not going to happen. And I mean, I got to say, your husband really needs to grow a pair. I mean, for real. This is his house, and his father, the king of Zamunda, is out of order. He's just wrong about this. Your grown husband won't stand up to him, though, because it sounds like he's too scared. Have you told your husband how you feel? There wasn't any mention of that in the letter.
neither your husband or his dad are considering your feelings. So why can't your husband just share his car with his dad instead of making you share yours? That's a question I have. And, you know, and I know it's a cultural thing, but using people and taking advantage of them is the same all around the world. I don't care where you go. It's the same thing. A user is a user. I'm sure you wouldn't mind so much if his dad wasn't so demanding, if he was a nice person and all of that. But you know, he's demanding and it's a turnoff to you. So I got to ask you, is there another sibling or another relative somewhere that his dad can stay with to share some of this load, take some of this burden off you guys? If so, I suggest you guys call them and work out a visit from dad with them. I mean, it's just nothing like someone taking over control of your house that you pay for. You said he contributes nothing financially, right? Well, I think you should also be concerned because of that, that he may never leave because he has no money. So you need to start thinking about moving forward with the exit plan now, because the dad has gotten way too comfortable. Steve?
Well, I don't know who I'm about to offend with this response, so let me just start with apologizing to anybody who might be from this culture that I don't understand. Now, listen to me. This isn't about him being African or not, because I'm African-American, so I relate. Secondly, I'm not really sure this has anything to do with him being African. I think this has more to do with him having, you know, manipulated his way through life with women and controlled his son by forcing his son to respect him in every aspect of life, which is a good thing for a son to respect his father. But when it's going to this level that you all are taking it to, it's manipulation. And he uses women, and he thinks he's... This guy's real problem is he thinks he's more than he really is. Hmm. And he's convinced other people to treat him that way. Now, you met your husband on a dating site. Y'all dated 8 months, got married. You don't know nobody in 8 months. Ain't been no trials, tribulations, ain't been enough ups and downs. You got to go through several things before you marry a person so you can get several ways to measure their ability to handle hardship. He 39, you 36. We talked about having children. But then his father moved into our home and we've been... Why? Well, why did his father have to move into y'all's house? Y'all... Why? I married an African man and his father lives with us because he's going through his fourth divorce. That ain't no reason for him to come live with y'all. I see why he can't keep a wife. His ex-wife says he got too many rules. So listen to me. He got special sheets that have to be washed in a certain detergent and hung out to air dry. So that means he got out of that wedding with some sheets. That marriage he left with just with some sheets. I got to leave Sundays open for him to do his laundry. Well, you don't want to do laundry on Sunday. I got to buy high-end bottled water in glass bottles, and he will only drink out of crystal glasses that were wedding gifts.
Hang
so
on,
I guess
Steve.
You wasn't going to use the glasses.
Hang on. We'll come back at 23 minutes after the hour so we can get part two of your response. All right. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I have fake royalty living with me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I have fake royalty living with me.
Yeah. You met this man on a dating site, and after 8 months, you got married. You don't even really know the dude. Y'all talked about having children. Y'all working things out. And then all of a sudden, his father moves into y'all's home because he's going through his fourth divorce and he needed somewhere to live. Why he got to come live with y'all, I do not know. But then you say you see why he can't keep a wife. His ex-wife says he got too many rules. Now listen to this. He got special sheets that have to be washed in a certain detergent and hung out to air dry. Where you get the sheets from? That's all he got out the marriage? He got out of there with some sheets. That's it. Some damn sheets. And they got to be hung out and air dry. Don't nobody do that no more. I have to leave Sundays open for him to do his laundry. Who do laundry on Sunday? I had to buy high-end bottled water in glass bottles, and he'll only drink out of my crystal glasses that were a wedding gift. You should be using them glasses. Stop saving stuff that you got on your wedding day. Use this stuff. There's so many stupid rules, and my husband allows his father to live out his coming to America fantasy like he's a king. He's just a crazy old ass man that can't keep a woman to me. I'm sharing a car with him, and he detests it because he doesn't have the new car smell. Well, get your ass an Uber then. It's a 2017, so it smells like one. The biggest hell no moment, he told me he had a female visitor at our house. He told my husband I'd stay in your bedroom till he called us. Get out of your room and do not come out till I call.
One more time.
Get out of here. Go to your room and do not come out till I call.
When I call,
you are going to act as though you are my servant. Jasper, come. Water. Crystal only, please. Glass bottles. What would you like, darling? I refused to play the part of the maid, so I stayed in the back when he called for me. Fudella, come.
What?
Fudella, come. Francis just set her ass in the back, but he gave her a real servant name. Fudella. Anyway, my husband wants to please him, but this is ridiculous. What's worse is his dad doesn't contribute any money. He's just using us until he meets and marries his next wife. How do I get this fake African king out of my home immediately? Please help. First of all, you think that the boy is going to do something he's not, out of respect to his father. That's so he's not going to make a move. Here's how you get rid of him. You have to be subtle. Like every time he wake up, you be standing there. I'm talking about every time he wake up, you be standing right there. As soon as he turn over and see you, just turn around and walk out. And then the third time you do it, just have something in your hand.
Like what?
A knife.
Like a knife?
Yeah.
Steve.
But don't be have it in a stab position. Be act like you rubbing your chin. But have that blade sticking out. And then when you wake up, just turn around.
And walk out.
And then the next time he's sitting on the sofa watching TV, just walk up behind him. Get right in his ear and do this here. Get out. And then just walk away. He gonna say something to your husband.
Yes.
But you go, wait a minute, what? I was just in there checking on him when he woke up.
Okay.
It seemed like he wasn't moving. I just went in there to see about, oh, dear father. Next time he get in that 2017, it's a 2017, and it smell like one. Next time he get in there, just drive, and then just, like, when he in the passenger, just run his dough against a tree. It's a 2017. You're going to have to sacrifice some dents and some paint. Ride his, tear the rearview mirror off, just riding right next to a tree, just scare his ass half to death. And I'm talking about every time he get in that damn car, every time he wake up, you standing there. A knife in your hand, a hammer in your hand, saw in your hand, a screwdriver in your hand, a pipe wrench in your hand. Every time he wake up, every time he sit down, get out. Get out. And when he get in the car, every time you get in the car, don't hit no other car, but make sure you scrape up against a post, a telephone pole, a tree.
Now, what
all
is that going to do?
On his side. He going to get his ass out that house.
What is that going to do, though, when she scrapes the side of stuff? What does that mean?
Oh, that's going to scare the hell out of him. He see it coming. It's on his side. He see that tree coming. He see that pole coming. I'll tell you something else. Heat up all his food. If he in there eating cereal, put that in the microwave and then set it in front of his
house.
Every time you make a sandwich, put it in the microwave with the lettuce and everything on it. Just set it in front of him.
And the mayo.
Everything. Just heat all everything at the microwave.
Oh, hot mayo.
Place popcorn, get ready. Put it back in the microwave after it's been popped.
He's going to leave. That'll get him out.
Oh, man, you can get his ass out of here without even, you ain't even got to be cruel.
Yep. Get out.
All right.
Well, you run Thank that you, dough Steve. Into a tree 3-4 times, though. He's going to get out your
Leave us your comments on today's letter on Instagram.
You are too close.
And Steve Harvey FM, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Coming up next in his junior in sports talk.
Why is my raisin brand hot?
Right after. It's crazy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
I'll tell you what I got, Shirley. I need Pippin.
Pippin on fire, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. Somebody lit me. I don't know. What's up, ladies? What's up, Shirley?
Hey, Pimpin.
Hey. What's up, Charlie?
What's going on, Pimpin?
Yeah. Hey, what's up with the little quiet girl over there straight out of Mississippi? Yeah.
Look,
Kate, you somewhere. You ain't never been nowhere. You want to go to Chicago?
Chicago?
yeah. Mississippi, that's like going out the country. Come on, Jane.
Here we go, Pimpin.
Here we go.
Seahawks, Buccaneers, week 10. Here it is.
Oh, man, Buccaneers, they back. Let's go, Buccaneers.
Right,
but I
pimpin.
Want the Seahawks to win, though. No.
Vikings, you know. Bills, pimping.
Vikings versus, oh, the Bills going to win this one this week. Man. The Bills on the way.
Oh, yeah, that's a good game, too, Vikings. Man.
Yeah.
Pimping, they did it, man. Lions, Bears. You going back with the Lions?
Nah, I mean, you know, because I like that boy Justin Field, but I'm going to have to go with Detroit. It's
Here
a win-win for me either way. Huh?
Broncos, Titans.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be hard. Come on, Russell.
No.
Man, can't nobody tackle Derrick Henry, though. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
I see people running away from his ass. He come Derrick. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to go with Denver.
Denver? Okay.
Yeah.
Jaguars, Chiefs, Pippin.
Oh, no, the Chiefs, baby. Man, ain't finna do this here.
There it is. Browns, Dolphins.
What?
Mm-hmm. Browns.
Come on, Cleveland. Come on, Cleveland. Please.
Jesus. Okay. Okay, Pippin. Texas Giants, Pippin.
What?
Stop.
What?
You know the Giants gonna whoop y'all's ass. I don't know why we even talking about the next game, man.
Saints Steelers, Pippin.
Oh, man. Come on, Saints. Oh, when the Saints go marching in. Oh, when the Saints. Come on, Jameson.
Colts, Raiders, pimping.
Colts and Raiders. Colts, man. Raiders ain't having a good year this year.
Cowboys, Packers, pimping.
Oh, ooh, man. Cowboys finna beat Aaron Rodgers, man.
Ooh, that'd be 6 straight. Cardinals, Rams.
Yeah, it will.
Cardinals and the Rams. Oh, this is ugly, man. I don't know who going to win this game right here.
Cardinals
here come
win,
the man. Shocker. Cardinals.
Yeah.
And Pippen. Chargers, 49ers, man.
Who?
Chargers and 49ers.
Hurry.
I'm going to have to go with the Chargers.
It is, Pimpin.
All right, Junior, thank you. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, Roscoe is here. What? We'll talk to Roscoe right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so this is great news. Universal Pictures has announced.
Is the moon yet? You ready,
Roscoe?
Roscoe, I'm Jen.
Yeah, hey.
What's going on, gang? What's up, Carly?
Hey, Roscoe. What's up?
Mississippi, what's up? What's up, little country girl? Going on with you, Jackson State. All that up. Hey, what's up, Junior?
Roscoe, my hero. Yeah. What?
Tommy Tom, going on with him?
Man, you the man. How you doing?
Everything good. How your throat, man?
That throat coming back, boy. It's coming
good,
back.
Baby. Come back. Come back. And come back, because you don't want to hear. Go ahead.
I got it.
All right. I'm glad
you know,
you're here,
you know,
Roscoe.
You know how a thought crossed your mind in the lead right quick before you get it, and you can't get it back? That's what happened just there.
Well, I'm glad you're here because I was just telling them that, telling the crew that Universal Pictures has announced that the legendary life story of Snoop Dogg will be made into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, wow. when the news broke of his film, Snoop tweeted, quote, finally, with the fire emoji and a fist bump emoji, this movie will be the first project on Snoop's newly formed Death Row Pictures. Yeah. And he will be one of the producers of the movie. So, Roscoe, I have to ask you, were you around back in the day when Snoop first got his start as a rapper?
Was I around when Snoop first got his start?
Uh-huh, uh-huh. What were you doing?
Snoop ain't greater than me. What are you talking about? What was I doing? I was turning Snoop Dogg into Snoop Dogg.
Oh, you did that?
You don't even know the story, do you?
No, what is the story? No, I didn't.
When he first came out, he wasn't nobody but Snoop.
Okay. And what happened?
I met him and turned him into Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
He was just Snoop. Everybody thought his name was Snoop. Uh-huh. Yeah, I put him on the map. I put the whole thing on the map. Death Row, Chronic, what his name?
That boy,
Dr. Dre. Uh-huh. Fat Ass Suge, all of them. Put all of them on.
Careful.
NWA, careful what? He in jail? Why I got to be careful? He the one need to be careful.
Since you were there.
Yeah. I ain't never been in jail. Cause all my hits are legit.
that's what I was going to ask.
Too legit to quit.
Hammer. Yeah.
Yeah. I turned Hammer into Hammer. Before I met Hammer, he was screwdriver. He was a bartender in Oakland named Screwdriver. And they call him Screwdriver because the best drink he made was a screwdriver. So I turned him into a rapper and called him Hammer.
Did you write Gin and Juice for Snoop?
Gin and Juice? Well, it was bourbon and coke when I wrote it.
What made you change
Sipping
it?
Sipping on bourbon, coke. And then Snoop did change that to gin and juice. Yeah. But it was bourbon and coke when I wrote it.
Oh, okay. So since this movie is coming out now, do you think you're going to have, since you gave him his name and everything, will you have a part in the biopic?
No. I don't even want to be no movie, no rapper.
You don't want to be in the movie, Roscoe?
No. Heal all that weed. No, Lord. I'm a drink man.
I drink
some cigars. I don't do weed. That's too much weed. I don't even know how they're going to film this movie right here. You're going to be so cloudy on that set. You know how many lights they're going to have to bring in, get all that smoke up out of this room?
And it is legal in
California.
Everybody
on the set going to be high. I'm be surprised if it ain't nothing but just a junk-ass movie. Snoop going to have to put this film on National Geographic. Going to have to put it on Drugs, Inc.
Super
Ross. Yeah,
I just thought maybe you'd be interested in being in the movie since
I don't be in no movie like name. That. I don't get in movie with rappers.
Well, who's going to play
you, Ross? I was full rap.
Who's going to play you?
Who going to play who?
You.
Oh, ain't nobody. I'm one of kind. Ain't nobody right. Play me but for me.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Ain't but one Roscoe.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I might
right
let
after
Drake
this.
Play me, though.
Drake?
Champagne poppy.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, a rare November hurricane called Hurricane Nicole slammed into Florida's East Coast early yesterday morning as a Category 1 storm with sustained winds of 75 miles per hour, heavy rain, and a powerful storm surge. Nicole has been downgraded to a tropical storm, but not before causing widespread flooding, downed trees, and power outages. The storm will crawl its way through Georgia and the Carolinas today and then continue to move up the East Coast, bringing heavy rain and strong winds that will likely cause flooding in some areas. Please follow all safety precautions in your area because we want you all to stay safe. Wow, this is November too.
Yeah, very late. Storm,
yeah,
but late, but real late.
Yeah, but don't worry about what category it is. If it's a hurricane or a tropical storm, it could do some damage. Flooding,
yeah, it could still be
rain,
dangerous. Right?
Wind, yeah, it could still be dangerous. So watch your forecast and listen to your local authorities. We say it all the time.
We say it all the time. Again, follow all the safety precautions in your area. If you can leave,
candles,
leave all of that.
Water, lunch meat.
And batteries and cash.
Batteries.
But that lunch meat, though, for sure, huh?
You got to get stuff in the can. See,
barbecue,
you can always
grill.
Find
you can barbecue
your can. You
food.
Just got to keep can open
charcoal.
In your pocket. The can goods will be floating by for
you. Okay.
All right. We got to go.
Your ass is crazy.
Just in time.
Stuff you need to
more
know
of
about.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. This ignorant
can
show.
Goods
coming
floating.
Up at 30 minutes.
You can open it in your pocket with a flood comes. You can always eat.
We'll
lunch
play around.
Get water on it and spoil.
We'll play around it. Would you rather right after this?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather, Thanksgiving is coming up, would you rather smoke turkey and dressing or Cajun fried turkey and dirty rice for Thanksgiving?
A and B.
What is, that's no,
what?
Would you rather smoke turkey or fried turkey?
Okay.
We fried turkey.
Fried turkey. Fried turkey.
Okay, and Junior wants both. Okay.
Yeah,
want both of them. Yeah, would you rather green bean casserole or sweet potato casserole?
Anybody, and we don't do that. We're not neither green bean casserole
not
people.
What is one
you,
of them?
You
who started
them in the
casserole? Who started it?
And what is sweet potato casserole? We yams.
We
don't
want
it whipped up. We don't want no topping on it.
Yeah.
No marshmallows for you.
Are these white questions?
Wait a minute. Can y'all please stop bringing this like this is the prize position we've been waiting on every year? We not waiting on these.
At all.
Oh, the green bean casserole.
Or the sweet potato. Neither
or
one.
Or the sweet potato. So you're passing on both of those. All right. I hear you. Would you rather Tupac's music during sex or Biggie's music during sex?
A and B.
Either one.
A and B.
Okay.
Either one of them.
Hell, no.
Back in elementary.
Tupac. What?
Yeah.
Sex.
Tupac. You want to listen to Tupac?
Are y'all
or Biggie?
Crazy?
Yes.
It's rough either
crazy.
Way.
Because yeah. I've done it to both.
What's a couple of what's a cousin? What's a neighborhood? What's a couple of neighborhood? What's a neighborhood? What's a couple of neighbors? Come
on. That's what I'm listening to. I got a story to tell, or how do you want it?
I'd rather listen to Jody.
But when you play Dear Mama, I gotta stop. Now we just not going that far. Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
Dun, 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 dun.
I ain't mad at you.
All right, would you rather your wife read your current text messages or would you rather your wife hear your current voicemail? Which one?
Hit them voicemail.
I don't give a damn. Whichever one she want.
Oh, voicemail?
Hell yeah,
why not the text message?
One. I ain't got one.
Yeah, you don't.
Voicemail.
You don't want her to. You don't.
Dog, it's, my voicemail is full. It's been full for years.
Yes,
I
it has.
You can't leave
it up.
You can't leave
no, I don't delete nothing. I don't listen to him. Don't send me no voicemail. Just,
but
yeah.
You can delete them without listening to him.
Believe
no, no,
half
but
of what
then,
you
but
see.
Then if you delete them, then it open it back up. And now people think they leaving you messages.
It leaves some room now.
So you
see,
want
once
it, full.
Once it feel, just okay. Leave it full.
Yes, I see. Mm-hmm.
Now, why don't you listen to your voicemails? I don't. I stopped that years
so,
ago.
Yeah,
and who's still leaving full. Voicemails? Ooh,
I have no idea. Oh, it's been full since 2006.
Wow. Wow.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks at 49 minutes after from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Friday.
Veterans Day again.
Mm-hmm. Veterans Day. Yeah.
Thank you for your service, men and women.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Uncle Dennis, Uncle Benny. Appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah. Aww. Hey, you know what? I'd like to say something in closing to young people. And I'm oftentimes hesitant to speak directly to young people because I don't want to offend them in any way. I actually think that this generation of young people are one of the brightest generations to come along in a long time. I think they have access to information because of technology and things like that that no other generation has had before. I think they can assess things. I think they have access to things a lot more rapidly. And I think they're innovative thinkers. I really, really do. I'm watching them find new ways to make money and things of that nature. But I'm talking about to our young men out here. I'm just talking to brothers right now. And the reason I feel okay with talking to you is because I've been one my entire life. The proudest day of my life as a black man was the Million Man March. On October, I think it was 16th, 1995. I think that's when the Million Man March was. It was the greatest day of my life as an African-American man. I never felt more pride in being who I was. It was the most gratifying and fulfilling day for me as a black man. October 16th, 1995. That sensation, standing on that hill, Washington, D.C., stepping over people in complete darkness at 4:30 in the morning, just hoping 400,000 or 100,000 brothers would show up. And when that light came up over that hill and I turned around and that whole mall was covered with black men and police officers were on horses and they shut the city down and they had paddy wagons lined all up ready for it. A police officer got down off the horse and said, "I know you, I've seen you on the Apollo before." He said, "I want to tell you something, I'm sorry." I said, "You're sorry for what, sir?" He said, "For prejudging you." He said, "I thought this was going to be one of the worst days of crime and hell in this city. And we look at us, we were all ready." He said, "We haven't had a single arrest." He said, "Man, I apologize. Great event today." I'm saying all that to say, I think I've earned the right to talk to my brothers. I think I have, because I've spent my entire career trying to be one that y'all can look at and go, "Hey, man, that's my dude right there." Now, I got my share of haters. I don't even care about them. They're irrelevant to me. They don't stop anything God has for me. But brothers and young brothers, we got to do better towards one another. We got to start respecting and honoring who we really are. I already know that this conversation that I'm having is not going to change many things. But I'm talking to brothers my age and the generation up under me, the Jay-Z's and the LL Cool J's, the generation right behind me. We've got to do something to try to turn the tide. We have to do something, man, because we're the only ones that can fix this problem, because we're the only ones that know the solution. The government is not going to help us. There are no policies that's going to help us. We've got to get together and mentor these young men. We've got to get together and talk to these young men. And we got to get together and start checking some of them. And now look, man, I don't mean that in a negative sense, young men, at all.
You brothers is out there banging and slanging and all this here and doing what you think you got to do to survive. I'm sorry, man, but it can't be at the expense of the rest of us. It just can't. We've got to find another way. We've got to find another way to teach our young men that they can operate in this system, even though the system is geared toward not, even though the system is geared against them. We have to find a way to talk to our young brothers, but it's going to take the men to do it. We've got to get more mentoring. All of these fraternities, man, every single frat, every single sorority that's in the Divine Nine, we got to do something, man. All of our mantras, Omega Psi Phi, Ka Psi, A Phi A, Phi Beta Sigma, Iotas, all of you, our mantra should be to mentor and change the lives of the generation of young men behind us. It's the only way. They will respond. If you stop a young brother and you say, hey, man, let me talk to you. What you want to be in life, man? You look like you got something going on. Let me talk to you for a minute. You can get their attention. Stop telling me that they don't listen. We ain't talking to them. And when we talk to them, we got to hear what they're saying. But we got to do more than what we're doing. I ain't just saying that because I got a mentoring program. I know what mentoring does. And we've got to get to these young men. And the only people can get to these young men is black men. Because we know exactly who they are, why they feel the way they feel. We can implement mentoring nationwide that can put a dent in this problem that we have. We have the solution because we full well know what the problem is. I'm just saying, man, we got to do something. Now, I'm finna be on one with this one. I'm going to be on this one for a minute, so get ready. And, oh, by the way, we do have to vote. But no matter who get in office, we can still mentor. Those are my closing remarks. We're going to stay on this one for a while. Not to be offensive to anybody and not to say that anybody's not to doing nothing, because that's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to get more people to do more things. That's all. Y'all have a great day, man. Hey, talk to God today. He'd love to hear from you, okay? We'll holler.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.